If ever there was a guy to be released in a yard where there were a couple of mean pit bulls with a pork chop tied around his neck, it's this white trash dude. You saw the sad story about this guy?
Which one?
He was
Depends.
A fisherman. A guy was fishing, getting ready to fish over in Roe Bridge.
Oh, yeah.
And he saw that white piece of trash throw a dog food bag, yeah. And it was full of puppies.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to... Throw up just thinking
Jafrea,
about it.
Something like that?
Goulas.
Yeah.
Guy's name is Goulas. James Goulas. Over in Bro Bridge.
Yes.
I saw the guy's photo. World. Okay.
Yeah.
That guy's a loser. Yeah. Gee whiz. The guy's 55. He looks 110.
I can't even wrap my head around that.
I mean, who does this guy hang out with?
Mm-hmm. No one?
I mean, what family member is saying, yep, that's my uncle.
Right.
That's Uncle Goulas.
Right.
That's amazing. And God bless that guy
mm-hmm.
who had the wherewithal to write down his license plate or
yep.
call the police or
exactly.
whatever, because they caught this dude. 55-year-old Goulas. It's amazing. Tossed a dog food bag full of baby puppies off a wooden bridge in Bayou Portage, P-O-R-T-A-G-E.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Like,
okay,
this
Bayou
is real
Portage.
Life.
And someone sent us a...
It had like 8 or 9 puppies
in there. I can't even fathom
stepping
on a
dog's
foot.
Nuts, but how can you honestly... Oh, God, I'm going to jump in and save them. I mean, how do you not go, oh, I'm stupid. Oh, I can't believe
yeah.
I did this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right.
It's amazing. Wow. I don't know what judge this guy's going to go in front of, but if ever a judge had to... You know, the nerve or the fortitude or the courage
mm-hmm.
to prosecute somebody to the fullest extent of
Amen.
The law. It's this dude. If
Amen.
You're a dog lover or an animal lover.
Yeah.
Or a decent human being.
We got to follow this case.
Yeah.
We got to follow this case because this guy should spend time in jail.
Yeah.
No community service.
Yeah.
No fine.
No.
And I'm wondering what his neighbors, well, his neighbors already probably knew he was a loser. But I wonder what they think of this dude now. Look.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, James. We know you're down and out on your luck, and yeah, you're not really representing your last name to the finest fashion, but dude, you can't be throwing a dog food bag full of puppies, a litter, into the bayou.
How could you be capable of that?
The puppies were only 3 to 5 days old.
I'm glad
My hero, like I said, is the man who saw Goulas do it and retrieved the dogs, which are now in the care of every paw animal rescue in Evangeline Parish.
That's who we need to get in touch with.
We need to get in touch with them and see if we can adopt one of these dogs.
Yeah. And with the man who got the puppies.
This guy needs to be stuffed in a sock and thrown in a Mississippi River.
Amen.
It's amazing. It is absolutely amazing. You know, sometimes you see a photo of somebody and you go, man, he doesn't look like somebody who would do that.
Mm-hmm.
No, the crime and the mugshot, no, they fit.
They match up.
Oh, yeah, they match up pretty, pretty good. I got to question his lifestyle over the past 55
mm-hmm.
years.
Yeah.
I don't think he's a regular gym member.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think he's into personal hygiene mm-hmm. the way a man his age should be.
No.
What a loser.
Could you imagine his phone and internet records?
And look, we got an email on Saturday from Johnny Ray Sullivan. It says, please take a minute to thank Detective Graffia. Louisiana is a better place because of his efforts and everyone else who helped rescue these puppies.
Yeah, to all the sheriff people, law enforcement
who
people, whoever arrested this guy and tracked him down.
Amen.
God bless you. Because I can only imagine just the hatred and the animosity
yeah.
that people over in that area, because, you know, Bro Bridge is the
yeah.
tagline.
Yeah.
Dateline Bro Bridge, because those people are so good over there. And it's just amazing that this dude thinks, I'm going to do something like this, and it's okay,
mm-hmm.
because I don't want a puppy. You know how
yeah.
many loving families out there would be more than willing,
yes.
would accept these puppies and adopt? I think it was like a lab, something mix.
Mm-hmm.
But still, I mean, beautiful dogs. I mean, it's just crazy. Hey, whoever the attorney is, oh, there's another one.
There you go.
Hey,
no, Rich, no.
Do they have a public defender's office in Bro Bridge? That would
yeah.
have to be Lafayette Parish,
sure,
right? Is Bro Bridge and Lafayette
Martin
or Evangeline?
St. Martin Parish.
Do they have a public defender's office there?
Everywhere.
Or do the public defender's office in Lafayette,
I don't know.
They represent this dude?
Yeah, I don't know.
If you are somebody that doesn't have their name on a sign ever, and you're going to represent this dude, how do you do that?
I don't know.
Oh, you know what they say,
Anna?
I
completely agree with
it's
that.
It's our Constitution. You know what? It's also your human being right of having character, having morals, where you're not going to defend any piece of trash like that. That's amazing. You got some more info, Scott?
He was charged with 8 counts of aggravated cruelty to animals.
What's the maximum sentence, they tell you?
The rewards, they showed the reward was at $7,200, but they have caught him, so they've got that taken care of.
And you know what I'd do? If I was the one, I guarantee that fisherman's probably not, I can't speak for him,
mm-hmm.
but I'd give that $7,200 reward back to the rescue center.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A chunk of it,
and some puppies that they have to put down because nobody will adopt them. Keep more of them alive with the $7,200. What a bum.
Condon Uncensored.